overall, the quality of the water at Melbourne, in Melbourne beaches and in Port Phillip Bay, is sensational. Overall, it's good. You know, over 25 years that we've been doing the Beach Report program, you know, the beaches are great. What we know, though, is when it rains in and around Melbourne in the catchments, it picks up everything that's on the streets in stormwater and brings them down into the bay through the stormwater system, through the creeks, through the Yarra River and the other rivers. And then when that happens, the water quality decreases. And that's what's happened over the last week. Today, specifically, we've got poor water quality because of that issue from the storm last week. We've still got poor water quality at Port Melbourne. We've got good water quality at 32 other beaches and fair water quality at St Kilda. And there's been a particular incident overnight at Frankston where there was a sewer spill. And the South East Water, the Water Authority, are investigating. And what that meant is that there was sewage that went into the creek there and went out onto the beaches, would have been diluted. But because of that, we said, OK, there's poor water quality at the Frankston beaches today.
I see. What do people should be aware of?
So the things to look for are discoloured water, smelly water, and never swim near the end of a stormwater pipe. So those are those pipes that run off the street and come into, you know, into the beach. And sometimes, I know when I was a kid, I used to play in the little puddles at the end of them. Well, my kids don't, and I don't think anyone else should. Those are not the things. That's where the poorer water quality comes from when it comes off the streets. Those are the most important things to look for. And then, of course, because sometimes, you know, it's not obvious, we forecast twice daily what the beach water quality is at 36 bay beaches around Melbourne. And anyone can look that up on yarraandbay.vic.gov.au. That's all one word, Yarra and Bay. And people can find out whether it's safe to swim at any of those beaches or even a few spots in the Yarra as well.
You mentioned before three types of ratings, good, fair and poor. What do they mean?
Yeah, so good is the best one. Good is swim, go ahead, it's great, just go for it, which is really what we get most of the time. Fair, that's when we're aware of some issues. We still say it's acceptable for swimming, but just be careful. If you get there and it looks like the water's discoloured or there's a lot of water coming out of a stormwater drain nearby, well, you know, have a second thought. And poor water quality is the worst one. That's the one where we advise against swimming in those beaches. And we advise against swimming in those beaches because there's a risk of getting gastro, you know, a tummy, you know, kind of tummy illnesses and upsets. Mm-hmm. Or if you've got like a little cut, you know, on your hand or something, you know, it might get infected. That's the kind of illness that people can get that we understand from World Health Organization work.
So is it bacteria that you are actually measuring in the water?
Yeah, so we measure one particular kind of bacteria, and it's called enterococci, and we use that, it's the international standard for beach water quality. Mm-hmm. We use that as a proxy for all kinds of, you know, bacteria and viruses and other pathogens, and it seemed to be the best one for marine water. There's a different one for freshwater, but they do the same thing. They just give you a sense when the levels are high, you know that the water quality is poor. And then over time, you know, the changes, and we can upgrade the beach water quality alert.
What can you tell us about Sunday? Because there is a big celebration and blessings of the water on Sunday in Port Melbourne.
I know, it's a fantastic event, that, isn't it? Every year, it's wonderful. I know Frankston was on today as well. I think that I don't have crystal ball, unfortunately. We usually can't forecast that far ahead. We forecast about a day ahead, and we put out our forecasts at 10 a.m., and at 3 p.m. And so people can go to those websites, and so there will be forecasts between now and Sunday. And we're sampling at Port Melbourne because it was a poor water quality alert today. When we get those samples back, if it's clear, then we'll upgrade that water quality and it'll go straight on that website immediately. If it's still persistent, that poor water quality from the stormwater, then we'll continue to have it as poor. So the best thing that people can do is go to that website, yarraandbay.vic.gov.au. It's just a map with a coloured icon and people can kind of click on it in their favourite beach. Or we also have an SMS service that people could sign up to. You only get an SMS if it is poor water quality, so you won't get lots of spam SMSs. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, is there an indication anywhere in our beaches about the quality of the water in this particular beach? You know how they say swim between the flags to be safe. Is there something like that, a similar sort of flag or another type of indication?
Yeah, we do. We have a partnership actually with Lifesavers. So Lifesaving Victoria are fantastic partners. And at 28 of the beaches where they have lifesaving clubs, including Port Melbourne, there is a sign out there and it has a little dial and their lifeguards will set that to the latest water quality category, and so when people get to the beach, you can look for the flags, you can look for the sign. If it's on the green, it's good. If it's on the yellow, it's, you know, fair, but it's okay. You think about it, look at the water. If it's on the red, which is poor, maybe don't go in because of your higher likelihood of getting sick. Because we are the environmental regulator, we're on the lookout for pollution. So if you are at a beach or even inland and you see pollution happening, call us on 1-300-EPA-VIC. So 1-300-EPA-VIC, and that's how we can get on top of the things that might be leaking and running into the bay after storms.
Apart from the storms, though, are there any other hazards that we should be looking out for or be aware of?
Well, not necessarily. I think that if people just stay and if people look at our website information or our reports, which are carried on some of the news services as well, twice a day, then at least you'll get an idea of what the forecast is.
If the quality of the water in a particular beach is poor, which is not advisable for swimming, what the authorities can do, or is there something that the authorities do to stop people from swimming?
No, we don't actually stop people from swimming. We won't be down there, you know, guarding the beach and saying don't swim. What we're doing is putting out advice so people can make an informed decision. Of course you can swim. You can choose to swim. What we're saying is if you do choose to swim, you're at a greater risk of getting sick from gastro or maybe getting an infection. So no, we would never stop people, but we're just advising people against swimming.